voor de appjes. Zometeen tijd voor live muziek vanuit de Livebox. Vandaag hebben we Frank Carter te gast. Dit zijn zo'n beetje zijn greatest hits. Frank Carter en Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome here at the 3FM Breakfast Show. This weekend you'll be performing at the Down the Rabbit Hole Festival. But first here in our live box at the 3FM vriendenteam. The new album is out. I've read somewhere that this is maybe the most important album for Frank Carter and Rattlesnake so far.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's the most intimate and it's the most personal, but... We took a few really big leaps with the music. You know, we were trying to challenge ourselves and our fans, and I think we got really, really close with this one. But yeah. We did just take 2 days off and wrote 7 new songs, so now we're already...
You already wrote seven new songs?
Yeah, yesterday. So I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but it's exciting, so yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and how does that writing process go? Do you just sit down somewhere? Can you write anywhere?
We can, yeah. We've written in hotels, we've written on the bus, but we had to, our management were like, the best thing you could do now is give us a new song. So yesterday we sent them 6.
Does that work for you as a band when somebody tells you we need some new songs? That pressure, does it work?
It definitely worked in the last few days.
Yeah, apparently, yes. Yeah. I mean, last week I was really, really stressed about it. Mm. But yeah, it turns out like a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, okay. And when can we expect some new songs?
Oh, I'll play it to you after this.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but the latest album that is out is called End of Suffering, which sounds like, it sounds a little that you've been through some stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the idea is it's the Buddhist translation for the term enlightenment, for the word enlightenment. So it's about the hope, you know, in it, that you find in life. Life is a really complicated thing. It can be quite dark at times, but ultimately there's beauty around us everywhere, you know, and that's what the album's about. It's all about trying to find the good in the bad.
Is that what you want to give the listeners of the album? Like, well, it can be dark for you sometimes, but we'll be okay in the end.
Absolutely. Everybody's quick to talk about the negative in the world. But the fact is, like, we just keep living, and that's the whole point, isn't it? This life is all about the journey. It's not really about the destination.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Now, I've watched you perform live a couple of times, and the live show for Frank Carter and Rattlesnakes is like a really important thing of the band, I guess, because yeah. it's really now it's really loud, and there's a lot of stuff happening. Circle pits in and out of the tent. You're climbing. Everywhere, but I also that's something about the last maybe 2 years or something. You talk a lot about a safe environment for people, especially for girls, to be at a Frank Carter show, right?
Absolutely.
How does that became a part of the band and the live shows?
I mean, we have always wanted to lead by example, and we just saw that there wasn't really anybody else doing that. We played a show a long time ago, and there was a girl in the front row who knew all the words, and I could tell she just wanted to dive in the crowd, and she didn't. And at the end of the gig, I said to her, like, what happened? You should have been, you know all the words, you know the songs more passionately than any of the guys in the front row. And she just told me that she was scared. She was nervous to dive in because she's crowd surfed before and she was touched inappropriately, and that's left her feeling fearful. And that made me really sad, because punk rock and roll to me was always a place where I could go and feel at home, you know? And I guess as a man, like, I never had to worry about that. I never worried about anybody trying to touch me inappropriately. So it gave me a new perspective. And if I'm honest, I feel quite guilty that we didn't start doing this 10 years ago when in my old bands. But we started now, so every show we play, we dedicate one song. And it's mostly really to get the men in the crowd engaged with the idea that this is a safe environment for everybody. But if you create a safe space for women, like, it, you just see, like, the joy and the happiness in everybody's face, because this is something that isn't done and it should be. We just thought that if we lead by example, Hopefully other people will pick it up. We're still waiting. We want every other band to be doing this because it's very important. Until you start like leading, like no one else is going to pick it up. So that's what we're doing. Yeah,
well, cool. Kun je ook gaan zien dit weekend op Down the Rabbit Hole. Kun je zeker adviseren om daar heen te gaan, mocht je dat festival bezoeken. Maar zometeen eerst in de livebox Frank Carter en de Rattlesnakes met hun nieuwe single Kitty Sucker Live. I'm going to play one more song and then it's up to you guys cool. to perform live here at Sander's Vriendenteam.